Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment on the Haftaros of the 3 weeks. Just to follow up on the comment we were ending off with yesterday, there's a fascinating medrash in the context of Bezalel. Bezalel, who famously is referred to as the architect of the Mishkan when the Jewish people were in the desert, and when God tells Moshe that Bezalel has this charge of being the architect, the language in the pasuk is Re'ei Karasi V'Shem Bezalel Ben Ariven Chur L'Mateh Yudah. See that I have designated by name Bezalel. And the obvious question is, why does it say see? It should say here. And there are other answers, but the medrash, there's a medrash which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe a book from the beginning of time that detailed different people that would have unique roles, that it was their mission to fulfill these roles, and it was designated this way from the beginning of time. Now, of course, whether or not they do fulfill the role is up to the individual, and that's where Bechira, that's where free choice comes in. But this concept, it's a remarkable, really remarkable thing to think about. And in a sense, this is so apropos for all of us to think about during this period of the 3 weeks. You know, one of the challenges of the 3 weeks is to look at ourselves as a nation and to want better, to want more. We mourn the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, listen, there's a lot of things I would like to have in life. I'd like to be wealthier. I'd like to have certain qualities and characteristics that I don't have. There's a lot of things that would be great. So, okay, you don't have everything you want. That's life. That's not our attitude when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why that's not our attitude is because the Beis HaMikdash is so core to who we can truly be as a people. But fascinatingly, we're taught that the way we'll get the Beis HaMikdash is if all of us accrue all these merits, which means that this whole complacency is not only unacceptable for us as a nation, it's unacceptable for us as individuals. And in the end of the day, the vast majority of us, you know, Shavuot B'Tammuz comes, Tisha B'Av comes, okay, it's a whole year until we have to stop listening to music for a few weeks in the summer. To really think about, if only if I was a different person, if I conducted myself in a different manner, maybe there'd be a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe my life would be completely different. Maybe my family's life would be completely different. Maybe my people's existence would be completely different. Maybe I would never have to worry anymore about terrorist attacks in Israel, heaven forbid. And maybe what I need to do to pull myself up by my spiritual bootstraps is actually, maybe there's something great that I'm supposed to accomplish. I mean, it's a fascinating thing to think about, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the great Yirmiyahu, one of the most famous people in Jewish history, needs to be told by God, you've had this mission from the outset. It's a tremendous mussar for all of us. Just a little bit further on the point, Rashi brings down this idea that I knew you from before your creation in the womb. Rashi brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon, the first man, all the generations and their prophets. And he says to Yirmiyahu, you're on that list. So it's an interesting thing to think about. Okay. Now Yirmiyahu responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yirmiyahu says, Hinelo in the pasuk vav 6, Hinelo yodati daber. I don't know how to speak. Ki nar anochi. What does nar anochi mean? Nar anochi literally means I'm a young person. What's his point with that? So the Radak has two possibilities. One possibility is I'm young in years. You're going to tell me that my mission is to go and give rebuke to the Jewish people. There's all these members of the Jewish people who are far older than I am. So who am I to give them rebuke? It's one possibility. The other possibility is sometimes we have in Tanakh, nar means like an attendant. I'm not the most prominent of the prophets. I'm an attendant to someone who's greater than I am. Give it to the greatest person. It's interesting. Either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him an image of words of prophecy being placed in his mouth. And basically the point is, I've given you this mission and you're going to do it. One more point that's interesting. We mentioned already the comparison between Yirmiyahu and Moshe. Moshe famously gives great rebuke to the Jewish people at the end of his life. this famous discussion about this, why he did it at the end of his life. But Sefer Dvarim, basically, is Moshe's rebuke to the Jewish people at the end of his life. So Yirmiyahu says, you're slating me to be a rebuker of my people at the beginning of my life. Nar Anochi, I'm relatively young. This is not the time. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, it is his mission. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.